This interview with Przemek Woźniak about optical follow-ups of gamma-ray bursts is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to jodcast.net.
I'm standing with Dr. Woźniak from the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. Can you perhaps tell us what you've been working on lately?
I'm working for a Raptor collaboration, which is a JRB follow-up experiment. We follow up gamma-ray burst localizations from high-energy satellites under orbit, and we're trying to catch them before the gamma-ray emission is over. And the game is about detecting an optical counterpart to an intense burst of gamma-ray radiation.
So you're trying to observe the optical counterpart after a gamma-ray burst has gone off.
That's right, because there is quite a bit of astrophysical information that can be extracted from the existence of the optical counterpart.
And such as?
Precise position of the event. The physics of these detections is such that the localization is typically not very good, and the optical emission is much more concentrated in the sky, so a variable counterpart to the burst would be the best way to provide the most accurate position.
So you want to observe an optical so you can have a better position on the sky of the source. Why is that important?
So that other larger instruments can actually point to the object and get precise spectroscopic observations and also multicolor optical observations. And our experiment has been quite successful so far.
So what has it done so far?
We have detected a number of optical counterparts to gamma ray bursts, but within the last 2 years or so, we also had detections during the gamma ray emission, and they are fairly high signal-to-noise detections. And in particular, we detect so-called prompt optical emission in gamma ray bursts, which originates in the same region as the actual gamma ray burst, meaning that rather than looking at glowing embers of the explosion, we are actually looking at the blast wave propagation itself, so-called internal shocks.
You said you observed optical counterpart during the gamma ray burst. How do you do that?
We have robotic telescopes that can slew to any part of the sky and point on an object within 5 seconds of receiving the localization. So these are 100% robotic instruments in Jemez Mountains of New Mexico, and they are permanently listening for data feeds from instruments such as SWIFT satellite in the orbit. And the moment the localization happens, the position is sent over the network to the robotic telescope, and the telescope performs observations 100% automatically.
Okay, thank you very much.